She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha from Kauai. The weather here is excellent. The cars are much nicer than those I've seen in Honolulu. Well, my friend Jeff next door, eat your heart out. Nice cars here. But anyway, I'm going to be giving away gas cards, Shell gas cards, but this is only for the people at the car show on Kauai. Okay, and the trivia is supposed to be pretty easy. Anyway, we're going to start it off, the first one, a little comedy. Okay? The first trivia question for the people on Kauai, and you have to be at the car show. Okay? What is Kauai's unofficial bird of paradise? What is Kauai's unofficial bird of paradise? Okay? For those here at the car show, you have to find me, come up to me, and give me the right answer. For those of you listening on the rest of the world, all you can do is listen. It's only for the car show. Okay? Sorry, folks. It's a Shell gas card. Shell, very, very nice to offer the gas card. Okay? So, the catch is, you gotta give me the answer. You gotta come up to me, and you have to announce your name and the right answer. Okay? Okay. Anyway, the broadcast here is kind of delayed, so what I'm saying on the radio now is way ahead of what the people on Hawaii is hearing. You have the right answer?
Chicken.
The right answer?
I have the right answer.
Okay.
Your name?
Terry.
Yeah?
Terry?
Terry
Neesmith.
Okay. What's the answer?
That'd be the Kauai chicken.
Right. We have a winner.
Hey, okay. Chaz had the answer.
Yeah. He said it's the Kauai chicken.
Yeah, Chaz already had that answer. But he couldn't play.
Congratulations.
Hey, can I hear me?
But he don't qualify because he's not here in Kauai. But he knew the answer.
Yes, he did, as soon as you announced it.
Okay, but the trick is, you got to be here at the car show in Kauai. Sorry. Okay. Let's go to the next one before we do any recommendations and stuff. Okay? What I'm looking for here is the meaning of the Hawaiian word malama. What is the meaning of the Hawaiian word malama? Okay. You gotta come up to me, find me and give me your name and the meaning. Okay? So, let me move on ahead. It's kind of hard doing this broadcast because it's a broadcast delay from what we're getting right here. Okay? So, you have the answer to the word, the word, Hawaiian word, malama. Come find me. Okay. A lot of you on Kauai don't really know, but the octane of gasoline here on this island is very, very low, way below substandard. And I don't think that is fair, because the people of Kauai pay the highest price for gases, for the gasoline, and they get the lowest quality of gas. So let's be fair. Bring it up to what it should be for around national average. It's up to you, the people of Kauai, to say something. But you know, Wanda, that the saying is, no make noise, you're going to get in trouble. Right? Well, I guess I'm going to get in trouble. I'm making noise. So, anyway, I'm looking for a winner for that Hawaiian word, that Hawaiian meaning, malama. Okay? So, but anyway, the other thing, that the reason why the low octane is because of less gas mileage. But for those of you that's old enough to remember, way back in the 50s and the 60s, we couldn't run regular. The regular gas would knock. So everybody ran premium or ethyl. Premium or ethyl was 104. Regular was 98. Did you have the answer? Okay. Your name, please.
Bob Valencia.
And what's the answer?
To care.
To care for what?
Each other.
Okay, congratulations.
All right.
Okay, we have a winner for that question, Malama. Okay. So anyway. Anyway, sorry, folks. We're on Kauai and at the Aspen Hotel in the lobby with that partial. Beautiful partial. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Now, if we could have run regular back then, which regular was at 98, folks. How can you run the so-called 92? Well, they added this chemical called MTBE. MTBE is called anti-knock. Okay, in 2005, EPA found that it was bad for the health. They had to take it out. So the oil companies had to put in an anti-knock that was clean for the environment. And that anti-knock additive was ethanol. Ethanol is an excellent anti-knock. But yet, a lot of people in Hawaii say bad things about ethanol with no real proof. You go into court, the judge will not say, oh, I assume that it was the last thing added to gas and that's causing the problem. No, he's not going to buy that. No. You have to show proof. Well, I have the proof that ethanol does not damage anything. Okay? So, but anyway, so much for that part. Okay, here comes the third trivia question. For the island of Kauai. I want to know when was the first stoplight put in on the island of Kauai? When was the first stoplight? Okay. Give me the answer. You have to find me. You have to announce your name and the right answer. Excuse me. Okay? So, Wanda, are you getting any feedback?
No, except I can hear the radio show in the background.
Oh, okay. But there's no feedback?
No.
Okay, okay. That's good. Yeah, because they're running the show live throughout the hotel.
Oh, is that why I can hear the show in the background?
Yeah. And folks, for you folks on Kauai, Wanda is from Kauai. She's from Hanapipi. Oh, sorry, I let the cat out of the bag.
Long time ago.
Sorry, let your cat out of the bag. So, anyway, you know the answer to the traffic light? Wanda?
Do I know the answer?
Yeah.
I know where it was first installed, but I kind of forgot what year it was.
That's what I need to know. But you don't qualify because you're in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be on Hawaii at the Costco, and I'm not saying I'm walking all over the place. So you have to come and look for me. Okay? And you can win only one prize. You cannot win any more than one.
What's the prize?
A $25 Shell gas card.
Oh, okay.
See? So, a good chance if you win a card to try out the Shell Premium. Okay? So, I'm still waiting.
What's the question? Repeat the question.
When was the first stoplight installed on Kauai? Okay. So, I guess I'll move on. Since we don't have any live answers here.
So, what kind of cars are there?
Well,
any different from last year?
Yeah, yeah. Javi has his newly purchased 68 Camaro. All numbers match. Beautiful. Black on black. Beautiful car. Beautiful, beautiful car. If I can get a hold of Harvey, he will let you know what it has. Let me interrupt him over here. Harvey, we want to know what you got in the 68 Camaro.
The 68 Camaro is a original 396 matching numbers block. So it's all matching numbers in it. We just got it in too. But the other one on the other side is a 69. And that's a G28 with the cross ram induction on it. And the cross ram induction, they only made 126 of those cars. So that's a rare car too. Yeah. But anyway, back to George.
I'm taking that home. I'm taking that one home.
Is that Harvey's car, even the 69?
Yeah.
Oh, he should have told me about that.
Huh?
He should have told me about that.
Why?
I bring that back and leave the other one there.
I know, you like 69. Well, you got to fight Harvey and some other people for that. It's a beautiful car. Very, very beautiful.
Hey, George.
Anyway, yes.
What does that mean, all numbers match?
Oh, they have two phases of all numbers match. One of them is that it's the original engine from that car, where the serial number, part of the serial number, is on the engine number. So, but the actual meaning behind numbers match is when you buy a car, the VIN number will state that it's certain engine, what type of engine, what transmission, differential, the whole nine yards. So if you have the same, whatever it called for, like speed and the differential and the engine, 396, then that's what you call all numbers match.
How do you find out that all the numbers match?
You have to look it up. They have special books that have the listing for them. Yeah.
Or just take Harvey with you.
There's a lot of people that they get mixed up and they think all numbers match means it is the original. And the original does make it a little bit more valuable than numbers match. Okay?
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Bob.
Oh. Yes, I was going on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anything. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm all decafabulated. So how's Kauai, George?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Hey,
I know. And you're at the car show, right?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I saw this show the other day about, you know, the history of cars. And the guy made this statement about back up until like maybe 60 or 70, you could tell cars by just looking at them from far away.
That's right.
You know, and everybody tried to design their cars a little different. And nowadays, the cars are almost all like
similar.
They're all like identical. So that's the one beauty and why I tell people, you know, you got to get out and see those classic cars.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, do you know why the cars are so similar now?
Well, he was just saying part of it is just taste. And because what happens is the car manufacturers just look at what sold the year before.
And so they all became similar looking cars?
Yeah, so that's how, if you notice, all the cars start looking alike. Because they're all, you know, trying to sell cars and figure out what people want to buy.
Hmm.
And so there's no real individual. George knows what I'm talking about. You know what I mean, right? Like that nobody's trying to stand out and say, hey, this is my car and it's better than everybody else's. Anyway, that was just an observation. So I'll let you guys get back to the car show. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Mahalo, Bob.
Hello? George.
What happened to George?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Did you have a question?
No, but we couldn't hear you.
Oh, you couldn't hear me? Yeah, because I'm far away. I'm in Kauai. And the wind's blowing away from Oahu. Hello?
She's on the phone, George.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a second. Here's another trivia. Since people on Kauai cannot guess what year was the first traffic light. Okay? Okay. At the car show, what year is the oldest car here? At the car show. What year is that car? The oldest car at the car show. Okay? Let me know. You gotta find me and have the right answer. And you have to announce your name on the air. Okay? Okay.
And people that's not at the car show, they still can call in and ask you a question, right?
Oh, yeah. People, you it's your show, not mine. It's yours. You can call in and ask whatever. Okay? All right. You have a caller.
No, not. I did, but they wanted to know if the show was live or it was a recording.
Oh, it's live. It's live. You want to see it live, just give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? 808-296-5467. Okay? The question is, what year is the oldest car at the car show? Okay, an employee, according to the big boss, can play the trivia.
Okay. How about
okay, wait, hang on. We need your name.
Ashley at the front desk.
And
1925.
What kind of car is it in 1925?
A Model T.
Oh.
Why?
Just wondered. I was going to take a guess and go 1932.
Oh, no. It's older than that. Hey, Ray. Your worker just won a gas card. Okay. The other question. What is the island of Kauai color and flower? Color and flower. Okay. A lot of people don't know this kind of
And color. Somebody got the other one about the traffic light.
Nope. No, nobody got the first traffic light.
Okay.
What year was the first traffic light? I didn't say where it is. I said when. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to be taking home the gas cards because nobody's winning it. Okay, so. One question, one answer came in 1913. Wrong.
That's too early, I think.
Yeah. Okay. What is the color, the flower for the island of Hawaii?
That's the oldest flower.
Oh, the people here walking around, they cannot figure out the answer. So, anyway, if you have a question or whatever, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467.
How many days is this show?
Huh?
How many days is this show? Is it just for today?
One day.
So it ends when?
At 3 o'clock. And we have the big boss here, Ray Bluing. I'd like to put him on the air just to tell him thank you. Thanks, Ray. Thank you, and thank Harvey and everyone that served together. And so nice that you came over and spent some time with us here on Kauai.
Pleasure, all the time.
Can't thank you enough. Mahalo. Mahalo, Ray. Hey, we need some winners on these gas cards. And you're only allowed to win one. That's it. One. Okay? What year? I think you're right. Yeah. Hang on.
Hey, you gotta tell me your name. Eugene Fukushima. What year? 1959. For the first traffic light.
No, you're a little bit off. Sorry. So, anyway. 59 was the guess at it, but it's wrong. Come on, folks. We don't want to take all these gas cards home. Well, Harvey thinks we should take, give it to him to give away as door prize.
Oh, so one for you and one for Harvey.
Yeah, one for me and one for Harvey. No, we got to give it all away.
Okay, what's the question again? The second question.
What
color?
What is the color for the island of Kauai and the flower? You should know. You don't know. Anyway, you cannot answer anyway. You're not here. Okay. Is it? I don't see a clock here. Is it time for a break?
Not yet. Oh?
Okay. Harvey has beautiful cars here, folks. Beautiful. I mean, awesome. For people who love Chevrolets and Camaros. Oh, awesome. Beautiful. Harvey's Camaros are beautiful. Yeah, he has some nice cars here.
We have a caller. Brandon. Huh? We have a caller, Brandon, on the line.
Oh, okay. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. Yeah, I got a question. I wanted to know if you can tell me and the other listeners out there what are the future plans for your radio show. And I also got a comment about the safety check. Yeah, if you can let me and the other listeners know the future plans for the radio show, because I understand last week you said that this was the last month.
That's a very good question. This month, the month of April, is the last month that we will be broadcasting on AM 690.
Okay, so is the radio going to be broadcast through your website solely, or?
Yes. If you want to find out about what's happening, you go to my website and you will see it there.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing, I got a comment about the safety check. You know, I was driving the other day, and this woman, her safety check. This was so funny. It said October, but it was October from 2 years ago. You know why? Because it was a color coded sticker. And I told myself, how is this person driving around and not getting cited?
Because they don't enforce it.
I know it's ridiculous, and a guy like me who parked, kind of sort of illegally, I get cited, but those kind of guys who get way expired safety check don't get cited, so I don't understand that.
That's why we have to get together and get rid of safety check.
Yeah, and get rid of some of the guys in office, right?
It's a lose-lose because there's no money going back to the state, and the state is paying big money to hire the administrative staff.
And just like
they
you said,
change that.
Yeah, just like you said in your previous shows, why is somebody going to do the entire safety check for only, what, $25 an hour? Right?
That's right.
Nobody's going to do a very thorough safety check. Like, I can tell you, the one I went to last year, all the guy did was check my lights, he checked my blinkers, and say, oh, good to go, man.
Yeah. Safety check is no good. It's a lose money. 40 states don't have it. So we just get rid of it.
That alone.
Get rid of it. And move those personnel from safety check to weights and measures to check the scales, the cash registers, and the gas pump.
Right. Check the walking, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, George. Enjoy your show. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay. You have an answer.
We have.
Okay. Now, I need your name.
Stella.
Yes.
That's there.
Okay. What's your answer?
Purple and Mokihana.
Wow. Congratulations. You won it. Okay. Wait. I get my hands full here. I got to put some stuff down and give her gas card. So, sorry, Harvey. The gas cards are going out.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, okay, here's the other trivia question. For the people at the car show on Hawaii only, I know a lot of people are all anxious and calling in with the answer, but it's only for the people at the car show on Hawaii. Okay? Okay, the question is, what kind of car, classic car, does the general manager, Ray Bluen, have? What kind of classic car? What kind of classic car does the general manager, Ray Bluen, have? I need to know the year, color, and make.
Oh, is he? Does he have it in the show?
It's in the show.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's in the show. So it's Kyle and Tim.
Okay, you ready for a caller? We have okay. Edward from New Valley.
Hi, Edward.
Hi, George. I have something about ethanol.
But yeah.
Before that, I was listening to one of your old shows on the internet.
Yeah.
And the question was, why do women carry so much stuff in their trunk? And that's you got the answer for that? There was a no-brainer because the cabin or the passenger area is full. Was full of junks. That's why they had to put everything in the trunk. Okay, on the ethanol.
Hello?
I work at the swimming pool. And we had a guy that used to come all the time to swim from Brazil.
Yeah.
And I asked him about the ethanol. He said they use 100%.
You're allowed only one wing.
Oh. They use 100%. And no problem.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no problem.
Yeah. They use 100%.
Yes, I know. Since 1955.
But I think he went back to Brazil because the gas was too junk over here.
I know. I don't blink.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay. I think we have an answer here. Do you have your answer? Okay, name?
Momi.
That's not your old name.
Kaniakua.
Okay, and the answer?
1968 Silver Camaro.
Right, we got a winner. We got a winner. Okay, gotta get her apart. Any other calls?
No.
Huh? Wanda?
No.
Okay. You're missing out a good show over here. It's a fantastic show. Nice cars. And cars is what makes the show.
I know. I can't believe there's all those cars on Kauai.
No. They're all stuck in the garage. I still have to have the answer to the first. What year was the first traffic light on Kauai? Sure you can. You got the answer.
What's the answer?
What year was the first traffic light on the island of Kauai? What And for the longest time, there was only one on the whole island. Sorry. Come back and try again.
What was her answer?
1952.
They're pretty close. They're pretty close. But close is only in Horseshoe. Okay. Anyway, safety check is not a good thing to have because, folks, if there is a big, big accident and the car was safety checked and it passed and was found to be faulty and the safety check wasn't done right, the state is liable for a big, big lawsuit. But what politician cares? Because you're not suing the politician. You're suing the state of Hawaii, the deep pocket. So, because of that, they should get rid of safety check because, number one, they make no money from it. Number two, it's only a big liability hazard. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Hey, Chaz, you thought I don't remember the phone number, eh?
Hey, you get good memory, huh?
Yeah. What? 1957. Yay, we got a winner. Okay.
Okay. I remember something, eh? 1957.
What is your name?
Eldred and Robago.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Wait. That's one, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's gone. It was 1957. See? Anyway. What have I not said yet? Okay. Here's another trivia. Where is the largest coffee plantation in the U.S.? Well, where is the largest coffee plantation in the U.S.? Oh, everybody's scrambling over there.
Hey, is that a no-brainer question?
Huh?
I said, is that a no-brainer question?
Yeah, it is. Okay? And it's not for you call in people. It's for the people here at the car show. Shell has really been really nice and donated gas cards for the trivia question. Okay? So, well, how much time do we have? I can't see the clock here.
Well, we have another break in a couple of minutes, and then you have 15 minutes or 13 minutes after that.
Okay, why don't you go to break then and let me scramble around and hide from people.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita, live from, I think he's in Kapa'a, Kauai.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, you back on the air?
Huh?
You're back on the air.
I'm back on the air.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm back on the air. Well, I'm doing this radio show blind. I don't know when we go on, go off, or what is happening. I have no clock here. But anyway, the car show here at the Aspen Aloha Beach Hotel is awesome. The cars are all displayed, well, not all of them. The nice ones are displayed right in the lobby one. They took out all the furniture and everything, and the cars are displayed here. The tourists love it. They can walk around the cars and take pictures with the cars, and it's just awesome. Awesome. Harvey's black 69 Camaro Z28 is just out of this world. Out of this world.
How many cars, classic cars, does Harvey have?
Nine. I think nine.
What are they? What are they? Besides the 68 and the 69 Camaro.
He got a tall T. He's got a 32. He's got a 55 Chevrolet Bel Air, 57 Chevrolet Bel Air, El Camino, all kinds. I mean,
so he's a Chevy man.
No. No, the tall T is a Ford.
Oh, that's the only Ford, though.
The 32 is a Ford.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's a car guy. Okay? Car guy. Anyway. I still have to have the answer to where is the largest coffee plantation in the U.S. And being that nobody's coming up and telling me the answer, let's keep that gas card for myself. Or maybe Chaz would like to have it, yeah?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Chaz said okay. Okay. Now, this one is very easy. Very, very easy. And Wanda, you should know it. Okay? Where is the wettest spot on Earth? Where is the wettest spot on Earth? Okay? This is not for call-in. This is for the people at this car show in Kauai. The trick is, you got to come to me and give me the answer.
And are you hiding?
Well, I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
You know,
I want to make it a little hard.
You know your radio show listener, Lana?
Mm-hmm.
She knew the answer to the Kauai one because she said, I think it was when she was in high school, she was voted to be Miss Kauai.
Oh, wow. But she's not here at the car show, so she don't qualify. This is for the people at the car show in Kauai. And the Shell gas cards were donated by Shell. And we thank them very much for it. Every year, they help us out and make it fun by donating the gas cards. Just so that the people who are not using Shell have the opportunity to try it out and see how great it is. Okay? But anyway, give me the name of the wettest spot on Earth. You know it's going to be on Kauai.
Yes.
Because everything on this trivia is about
Island
of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a winner here. Hang on, hang on. You need your name.
Mount Waialeale. My name is Wade Yamamoto.
Congratulations. Shucks, you gotta take home the gas card. Okay. Mount Waialeale. That's gone. Okay. What else?
You still have one more gas card?
Yeah, what's the largest coffee plantation in the U.S.?
I'll take a guess on that.
No, you don't qualify. You're in Honolulu.
How about being from Kauai?
Oh? What? What was that?
I said, how about originally being from Kauai?
No, the rule is you have to be at this car show in Kauai at the hotel. Okay? Now, this one I know you know. What is another name of the sleeping giant? What is another name?
That's the only name I know it as.
Huh?
That's the only name I know it as.
Huh?
That's the only name I know it as.
The sleeping giant?
Yes.
Oh, those bunny. Okay. So, what is another name for a sleeping giant? The giant who's up. He's not sleeping.
No, it must be like some Hawaiian name.
It is. It is. Okay. Let's go, folks. We want to give away the gas card. Okay.
Did you get to see what the gas prices are like on Kauai?
The gas prices here on Kauai is about 30 cents higher than any place on all, any of the islands.
I thought Maui had the highest, or Molokai.
Oh, yeah, but that's different. If you're going to look at that, then Hana has the highest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's another one. I'm going to give out all the trivias already, and you people guess at it. Take a guess. Otherwise, we're going to give, we'll take home the, we got three more gas cards to give away. Okay? Okay. I'm running out of questions here. Okay. What is the name of Kauai's highest waterfall? What is the name of Kauai's highest waterfall? Okay? Okay. So if you have a question, comment, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467.
I have a question.
Huh?
I have a question. A car question.
Wait, hang on.
I need your name.
Shane.
You have two names.
Patino. Shane Patino.
Okay, what's the answer?
No, no.
No, no? Yes, yes, you won.
Thank you.
The sleeping giant is no, no. On the mountain. Okay? You're allowed to win only one gas card, folks. I'm sorry. Some people here want to win them all.
Okay, we have a caller.
Gas prices here too high.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Hey, wonderful. You're on Kauai. I got a question. A friend of mine bought a Kia Sportage SUV, 2006 used one.
You got to talk a little louder because I'm on Kauai.
Oh, okay. My friend bought a Kia Sportage, you know, SUV, 2006, and the gas cap, I don't know, the sensor goes off, the engine light comes on. Is that hard to repair?
The gas cap?
Yeah, it's something to do with the sensor, the guy was saying, the mechanic, something about the sensor would throw off the engine light to come on. Did you ever hear of that?
It can be one or two, either the bad gas cap,
yeah,
or the closed ventilation system on the gas tank.
Oh, okay.
Is the cheapest way to go is get a new gas cap.
New gas cap.
Yeah.
And then the air filter on that unit, is it hard to repair or is it expensive?
Air filter.
Yeah, not air filter, but for the air conditioner.
The air conditioning, no.
Yeah. You can get it at any place.
It's not hard to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll try the gas cap then. Get a new one.
Yeah, try the gas cap, but when you change the gas cap, spray silicone on the rubber seal.
Rubber seal.
Yeah.
Okay, I will try that, George. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hey, any other calls?
Yes, you do. There's Wayne from Kauai.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Okay.
Harvey just put on the electronic rust proofing on my car. I'm on my truck.
Yeah.
So looks like a real good job. Don't have any rust yet. So, and real nice guy. He opened his garage and showed me all of his fancy. All the cars that he has in his garage, he's got like 7 of them.
Oh, right.
Very impressive, very impressive.
Nice, yeah?
Yeah, right by Eisenberg Field.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, good man, good man. So, you're saying that these are all Kauai questions, so I'm guessing the largest coffee got to be Kauai coffee then, huh? Didn't you say that? Didn't you say all the questions are Kauai questions?
One catch. You gotta be Shia.
Oh.
You gotta be at the car show. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good Thanks answer, but you have to be at the car show.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Thank you.
Wait, okay. Bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, I need your name.
My name is Leroy.
Leroy?
Not mine.
Okay, and the answer?
Waipo'o.
Waipo'o is the highest waterfall. How you got that?
Huh?
No. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a winner for the highest waterfall. Waipo'o in Waimea Canyon. Great time.
Oh, that's it. You got about another minute left on air.
Another minute?
Yeah, but since somebody already said the answer to one of the trivia questions, you have one gas card left.
One gas card left.
And no trivia questions.
Nope.
I guess that's mine.
That's yours. Harvey already put his name on it. He's going to give it away as a door prize.
Okay. Door prize where?
Door prize here. At the
show. Okay. Well, they're playing the song, so you're going off the air.
Okay, I'd like to thank all of you for listening. And remember, this is our last month on AM 690. If you want to find more information, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Found.